Bill Reeder, curator of European sculpture and decorative arts.
The room was acquired from the owner of the house in the early 1930s and was dismantled piece by piece in what must have been a really very alarming process, whereby each section of the wall and ceiling was sawed out in roughly sections of one square yard, with the lath and plaster included, each section then lowered into a straw crate sent to New York, where those crates stayed in storage for a number of years until the 1950s, when the room was erected in its present location. Even the floor is the original floor. It was taken up board by board, numbered, and reassembled here at the Met in its original configuration.
At first, the walls were painted an off-white color, what we thought was original to the room. But in 1992, when the galleries were renovated, we discovered traces of the original 18th century paint in this straw color. The room was then created in the wonderful mottled shade you see here.